And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Noni Darwish, author of Holy Different, regarding the difference between Islam and Christianity, going to be joining us live. Plus, our DDD, nothing but something. Also, don't be silent. And then we're going to close today's hour out with today's Facebook post. Yes, Genesis.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Hey, I like that one. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. That's what my grandma would say. When I would sit in the chair in Southfield, Michigan, I'd be in this little black chair, and she'd come in and she'd go, "Oy vey, what's wrong with David?" My mom would go, "What do you mean, what's wrong with David?" And my grandma would go, "He's not moving. He's laying down. He's sick. Get him to the hospital. Oy vey." All right, folks, we're asking you, what do you think? You're welcome to give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, open for conversation, except for potato latkes, and most people don't understand that. It's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, right here on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. Stand by for SRN News.
But there is one who is faithful and true. He's a prince, he's a warrior.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. German police say several people have been injured in an axe attack at Dusseldorf's main train station. A spokesman for federal police says two suspected attackers were arrested after that attack that took place this evening. House Speaker Paul Ryan has launched an all-out push to win support for his plan to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Ryan is urging House conservatives not to squander this chance.
This is the closest we will ever get to repealing and replacing Obamacare.
It's really a cruel bill.
Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi calls this the largest transfer of wealth from the working class to the wealthy in history.
Robin Hood in reverse.
Pelosi predicts the current plan will not pass Congress.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. The Trump administration is voicing confidence about its revised travel ban executive order despite new legal challenges.
Hawaii has filed a lawsuit challenging President Trump's latest travel ban. Washington says it will renew its request to block the executive order, and other states are joining the opposition. But White House spokesman Sean Spicer said the administration believes the revised travel ban will stand up to legal scrutiny.
We feel very confident with how that was crafted and the input that was given.
The ban bars new visas for people from six mostly Muslim countries and temporarily shuts down the U.S. refugee program. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Spicer also says President Trump is worried about the release of classified materials without confirming this week's WikiLeaks dump contained authentic information from the CIA.
There is grave concern that the president has about the release of national security and classified information that threatens and undermines our nation's security. Obviously, he believes that the systems at the CIA are outdated and need to be updated.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 2 points, the NASDAQ rose one, the S&P advanced two, oil down to $49.05 a barrel. This is SRN News.
The first step to receiving God's forgiveness is to admit that we need it.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Cindy Hess Casper. Mistakes were made, said the CEO as he discussed the illegal activity his company had been involved in. He looked regretful, yet he kept blame at arm's length and couldn't admit he had personally done anything wrong. Some mistakes are just mistakes. Driving in the wrong direction, forgetting to set a timer and burning dinner, miscalculating your checkbook balance. But then there are deliberate deeds that go far beyond. God calls those sin. When God questioned Adam and Eve about why they had disobeyed him, they quickly tried to shift the blame to another. Aaron took no personal responsibility when the people built a golden calf to worship in the desert. He explained to Moses, "The people gave me the gold, and I threw it in the fire, and out came this calf." He might as well have muttered, "Mistakes were made." Sometimes it's easier to blame someone else rather than admitting our own failings. Equally dangerous is to try to minimize our sin by calling it just a mistake, instead of acknowledging its true nature. But when we take responsibility, acknowledging our sin and confessing it, the one who is faithful and just will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Our God offers his children forgiveness and restoration. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day. And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
NLS Bard gives patrons the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
For more information, call 1-888-NLS-READ.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A couple things to tell you right off the bat. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented dirt. That could keep you current. On the phone with us for the first time, our privilege, the author, by the way, of Holy Different, Why I Choose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values, Nani Darwish is with us. It's the first time ever. So, Nani, I want to thank you for joining the show, and I'm just looking forward to you sharing with us why you wrote this book, what this book is about. Tell the audience, what is Holy Different all about?
My pleasure, David. I started writing this book about 2 years ago because in America we're told that if only Islam, the terrorism is ends in Islam, then Islam is going to be a peaceful religion and Muslims will coexist in harmony with biblical values and Western values. But that is false because basic values of Islam is totally opposite to biblical values. When I moved to America 38 years ago, I considered myself a Muslim, and I went to a mosque. That was in 79 and 80, and I was told, don't assimilate in America because our values are totally different from their values. And I couldn't do it. It was harder for me to not assimilate than to assimilate. And I started seeing Western values so different. I wasn't a Christian yet, but for instance, people here stand in line. In the Middle East, people step on each other to be first. When I enter the supermarket, workers tell me, "Good morning, may I help you? Did you find everything okay?" That is very different from any Islamic country. The culture here is so biblical, and not a lot of people realize in America that their basic values, even atheists in America, they are not aware that the freedoms they enjoy are truly biblical in origin, and they are not just coincidental or secular as they think. It is all biblical.
All right.
So I started.
Nani, let me ask you this real quickly. I want people to know they can get this book on Amazon. But when you discovered that, did you then share that with your family? Or did you, like, did you kind of, like, self-study, self-involve, like, I got to figure this out because this isn't lining up with how I was raised?
Exactly. My whole family was still in Egypt, and I started, and the minute I started sympathizing with the West and Christianity, and I started going to church, they stopped talking to me. But they were all living in Egypt, so it wasn't as hard as if I had lived in Egypt with them, I probably would be dead by now. Because leaving Islam is against the law in Islam. And the punishment for leaving Islam is death. So being a Muslim is not like being a Christian. Being a Christian is a personal relationship that you establish with God without coercion. Being a Muslim, on the other hand, is a contract with the state. When you're born, your birth certificate is stamped Muslim. So there is no offer and acceptance, like when you get baptized or when you have a bar mitzvah. So it's so if at any point you leave Islam, it's not considered just against Islam, it's against the Islamic State, because it's the Islamic State on earth represents Allah. The God of Islam abdicated his authority to punish sinners against him to the Islamic State. So if you leave Islam, Allah tells the Islamic State to kill you.
Wow. Wow,
yeah.
That's intense. And so, but then you still, as you discovered this, you still had the courage then to make a decision going, you know what? I might not survive this. But this is my choice by faith, and I'm going all in as a Christian. Was that a tough moment, or was that a moment where, like, nope, I'm doing this, it doesn't matter?
It was very tough, and I was very scared just going to the church first time ever. And I was looking behind my back because I was scared if a Muslim sees me. I was scared of the Muslim community in America, because they shunned me when I assimilated in America. And I was scared. But because I live in America, that was my only rescue, really. I could never have been a Christian or even known the Bible or even opened the Bible if I was still living in the Muslim world, because it's against the law.
Wow.
A lot of people don't understand that it is serious business if you leave Islam, or if you sympathize with Jews and Christians, or you befriend them.
Yeah, you know,
the Quran clearly states, do not befriend Jews and Christians. They are the enemies of Allah.
That process that you've gone through, and in writing the book, is one of the definitions of the book then to introduce to people that have no idea about what the Muslim ideologies are? Is that then to introduce them and let them be shown in comparison to biblical principles so that people can note the difference and recognize there's not a reconciliation there and it's not the same God?
It is not we in the West who are saying there is no reconciliation. It is Islamic scriptures who say there is no reconciliation. The problem is the West consider Islam an Abrahamic religion, and that's not true. In fact, yeah, Islam calls itself that part of the Abrahamic religion, but that is a trick. It's a trick to make us think that it's Abrahamic. In fact, Islam came 600 years after Christ, not to confirm the Bible, but to discredit it. And Islam came as a rebellion against biblical values. It's a rebellion against the authority of the Bible in the Middle East. The first culture clash The first clash of civilization did not happen between Europe and the Middle East. The first clash of civilization between the Quran and the Bible happened inside the Middle East, because the Bible came out of the Middle East, and Islam came out of the Middle East, and Islam came to shun and push away the Bible, and they succeeded. In fact, the first Christians and Jews did not fight Islam, and these were the Middle East. The Byzantine Empire did not fight the Islamic conquering of the whole Middle East, and they were pushed away to Europe. And then Islam chased them to Europe and was defeated at the gates of Vienna. So I believe that Islam really came as a rebellion, a counter-revolution to the biblical revolution. And that's what Islam is all about.
Wow. That was a really well-stated thesis in regards to the book. And I want people to know, you can get this book on Amazon.com. Now, the reason that we bring that up is because it's easy. That's why we bring it up. You can just go to Amazon and type in Holy Different, and the book's going to come up by Nani Darwish. And the book's Holy Different, Why I Chose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values. And one of the things that I want to close out with, Nani, is this understanding that in the realm of Islam, the idea of having a personal relationship with God is often scoffed and mocked. And yet, you look at the life of Abraham, who's called a friend of God. You look at Moses, who hung out with God. You look at King David, who had a heart after God. You look at Isaiah 63 and 64 that mentions God as a father. And you understand the Garden of Eden being the purpose of fellowship between God and man. And yet, Islam can't see any of that, can they?
Actually, Jesus died for us. In Islam, we must die for Allah. Why do we have to die for Allah in Islam? We have to kill his enemies. Allah has human enemies. And the duty of a Muslim is to kill the human enemies of Allah. Who are they? Jews, Christians, and non-Muslims. And Jesus came to save us. In Islam, we must save Allah and Muhammad's reputation by killing any cartoonist or anyone who criticizes Muhammad and Allah.
Yeah, well stated.
Yeah, for instance, confession of sin. In Islam, we have to conceal our sin. If you read the Bible, you discover that self-control and changing oneself is the focus of the Bible. In Islam, changing others is the focus of the Quran. Controlling others is the focus of the Quran. Totally the opposite. Vengeance is mine in Christianity. In Islam, vengeance is prescribed for Muslims to venge their Allah against his enemies, non-Muslims.
Now that...
In the Bible, love your enemies. In Islam, hate Allah's enemies and kill them.
Yeah, it's such a difference, such a contrast. And I think this is, and I say this as I encourage people to get this book, Holy Different, Why I Choose Biblical Values Over Islamic Values. In the Islamic faith, when they say they have to save Muhammad's reputation, I feel like he needs a better PR department, because that doesn't seem right to me. Excellent job, by the way, Nani. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. And I hope
Thank
it was a
you,
blessing
David.
For
and
you.
And the book comes in audio also. Audio and CD.
Okay, audio and CD. Oh, that's very
yes.
good. That was
and
a good idea.
I narrated it.
You did? Yeah, that's so funny. Congratulations.
So you guys are stuck with my accent.
I love it. It's fantastic. And you did a fantastic job. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
God bless you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, and we're going to do a DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, called Nothing But Something.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
A Christian apologist offers six stages evangelistic churches should navigate to increase their influence and effectiveness. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Lee Strobel shared strategies for increasing churches' evangelistic effectiveness during a session on pastoral apologetics. Strobel, professor of Christian thought at Houston Baptist University, began his presentation by saying he is concerned and fearful that the value of evangelism is diminishing in American churches. Here are his six stages of development. Stage one is where leaders in the church own and model the value that lost people matter to God. He said your church will probably be no more evangelistic than you are as its leader. Stage two is leaders must instill that evangelistic value into the congregation. They must help their congregation understand that an evangelistic lifestyle is normal for a Christian. Stage three is leaders must empower a point person to lead the evangelistic charge. Strobel put it this way, if there is no name next to a task, nothing gets done. Stage four is leaders must make sure that 100% of the congregation is trained to naturally and effectively share Jesus Christ with others. Stage five, leaders must unleash those who are gifted or passionate about evangelism. And finally, stage six, Strobel said leaders must create catalytic ministries and events to reach their community for Christ. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, my very good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. It's pretty simple. If your roof has roofitis, what? What's that, Dave? That means your roof has a disease. If you have unauthorized skylights, what's an unauthorized skylight? Somebody dropped a bowling ball in your roof. If you've got a problem with the roof, you've got a solution in Excalibur Roofing. We encourage you to go to ExcaliburRoofing.com and check out their website. Or go to Facebook and just type in Excalibur Roofing. You get to see all the pictures of Eric and Ingrid and their crew and their church connections and all the things they're doing. They're fantastic people. They've been with me for 4+ years. They're just great, great, great people. Great brother and sister. Eric's the only guy I have ever met in my entire life that says, well, I'm on the roof, I feel closer to God. And I always think about that and think, I feel closer to God in the sense that when I fall off the roof, I'm going to meet God. So I don't think I see it quite the same way, but Excalibur Roofing, we encourage you to check it out. That is the man, Eric and Ingrid. Fantastic people. Two other things to tell you. One, don't forget the Experience Israel trip from Salem Media Group. Going to be taking place November 1st through the 10th. The end of this year, you got Pastor Sean Thornton, Senior Pastor of Calvary Community Church, going to be leading the crew. And here's the dealios. If you are a medium-sized church or a large church and you're looking for that big church discount, well, we got three, maybe four people that can go, Dave. Or we got like five people that can go, Dave.
We're not a church of 5,000.
Well, guess what? I can get you the discount. You can pay the same price as a church of 10,000. How about that? I can get you that discount because we put everybody together and package them. That's how you do it. Are you supposed to say that? If I'm not saying it, I'm not saying it. That's just that simple. You want to get in touch with me, davidspoon@kprz.com. I will personally be handling that coordination for you. Last thing to tell you, as though you need another thing for me to tell you, is half-price tuitions. Do not forget on our website, if you go to the kprz.com website and click on tuition, there's a list of schools. They are 50% off for a private school. And you're thinking, well, how in the world can that happen? Don't they just up the prices and then they sell them to you guys at like a higher price? No, that's not what happens. If a school has a $4,000 private tuition, it's $4,000 that we give them credit for here at the station. You pay $2,000. They get $4,000 worth of advertisement. You pay for $2,000 and get it at 50% off. And KPRZ looks smokingly beautiful. And that's the deal. There's no other. That's it. There you go. It's pretty simple. That's how we run it. Tuitions, go to kprz.com, check out and see if it's something you want to get involved with. We got about 4 minutes. Do we have a sound on this? We do. Let's play the sound, and then we'll do the DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You got to have something if you want to be with me.
All right. Thank you very much. The title, Nothing But Something, Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 through 19, Old Testament. Here's what it says. Though the fig tree does not bud and there is no fruit on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will triumph in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Yahweh, my Lord, is my strength. Now, if you look at this situation, you kind of get the feeling that it's not really rosy. There's no buds. There's no fruits. The crops fail. There's no food. There's no sheep. There's no cattle. That's not good. That's all bad. It's just like there's nothing. Yikes. And yet the prophet says, yet. You never think a three-letter word can make such a difference. Yet. I will triumph in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. Now, you and I have talked about this for years. Let's be honest. If you had a bazillion dollars in the bank, you'd be like, yeah, whatever. Right? But most of us are like going, just trying to pay rent, mortgage, house payment, health insurance, whatever it is, gas in the car. Enough money for a Snickers bar? I had to borrow four quarters today just to get Reese's Pieces. I wasn't supposed to say that because now my wife knows I cheated on the diet. Anyway, the bottom line is there's sometimes there's just not a lot there. And the tendency is what? The tendency is to go, why? Why is it so difficult? I don't like this. Much like the early church, much like the children of Israel, complaining is not something any of us need to take a class for. We are naturally good at it. And Habakkuk, he just simply says, you know, no buds, no fruit, no crops, nothing, no sheep, no cattle, doesn't matter. I'm still going to triumph in the Lord. I'm still going to rejoice in the Lord because God is my strength. If you've ever figured out that your strength's not enough, you're just starting to get smart. Because if you depended on yourself all the time, guess what happens to you? Just like it happens to me, there's burnout, there's tidal wave abandonment, there's flat out, I'm going to bang my head against the wall. There's all of it. Except God doesn't do that. So if you're going to find a place of consistency and strength, a place that you can rejoice and a place that you can find triumph, how about in God who doesn't change, who doesn't falter, who doesn't crumble, but is the rock that we can stand upon? How about that? When you think there's nothing, you recognize because of God, there's something. More than you thought. He's not looking to smack you in the head all the time. He's not in there with a little rocking chair going, well, kids, well, be kids. He's on your side for you and working with you. If he didn't work with you, he wouldn't bother helping you. Oh, Dave, stop that logic. Okay, we'll do it, but just because the segment's over. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billy Graham.
I must confess that I was arrested once, years ago when but a lad.
Wait a minute, what?
One dark night while walking on a lonely, lightless street, I turned in consternation to see a big policeman, and he announced that I was under arrest. He immediately took me before the judge. I admitted that I had no one to defend me nor plead my case. From the back of that courtroom came a man with the kindest smile I've ever seen. He began to plead my case before the stern, placid judge. He pleaded not for justice, but for mercy. Now, before you draw any false conclusions, let me say that the law I had broken was God's law. The policeman who arrested me was the Holy Spirit of God. The judge was God himself. My advocate, my savior, was Jesus Christ.
Is Jesus Christ your advocate? If he isn't, you won't go to heaven when you die. Learn more about how Jesus can save you at findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The cultural myth goes like this. The way things are the way things are always going to be. And that's just not the case. This is Jim Garlow. There's no question that morally and culturally, we're at a crisis. But any study of history shows that nations begin and nations end. The fact is, some credible voices are saying that we're close to the end of ours. And I'm not talking about Chicken Little types screaming, "The sky is falling." It's time to raise up as many people as we can who really understand the biblical underpinnings of all this taking place. The loss of religious liberty, terrorism here and abroad, human trafficking, radical Islam, the role of Israel, defending biblical marriage. God's Word has all the truth, everything we need to address these contemporary, gutsy issues. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. What'd you think of Nani? She had that great thick accent, but boy, you can tell she'd been through the ringer, hadn't she?
I bet you could probably do like a whole week shows with her.
Yeah, she probably has so many stories. You know, all I got to do is get her and Sam together. Oh my goodness, would that be incredible? She did a great job, so I was really happy with
the
that.
Nani and Sam show. It has a nice ring to it.
That does have a very nice phonic sound. You're right. Speaking of Sam, this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool, who was on the show just the other day, as usual, doing a fantastic job, being one of the top real estate agents in the country. Out of 25,000 real estate agents in Southern California, being in the top 20 is pretty good. ThinkSam.com is his website. His phone number, by the way, 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1 Sam. Two things to tell you, and then we'll get into our little duet. Here's the first thing to tell you. If you're selling your house and you need fix-up money, Arunio, then Sam is the person you want to talk to, who will forward up to $25,000 for you to make improvements on your house. Then when the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow, doesn't charge any interest. That's number one. And number two, if you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission, which I promise you is not gross, and he gives that to whatever ministry or church you want. And if you're not the person that's looking, but you know somebody that is, Tugboat Todd and I say,
send him to Sam.
Just send him to Sam, thinksam.com, 858-780-1. Sam, thank you very much. Well, thank you very much. All right, we did that. We did that. What else was I supposed to do on this? I did that. I think I've done a lot of these. Pastor's Masters is coming up, by the way, in May. I want to tell you right now, if you want to take advantage of the Pastor's Masters, you probably should do it sooner than later. We're going to have the signups for the pastors. There's a whole bunch of pastors get together, like 150 pastors. I think there's room for 144, about 135 get together. And they play golf, and they don't pay for it. We pay for it, and we pay for lunch, and we take care of them. And it's just a time for everybody to come out and be blessed. And some people sponsor it, and they sit at the holes, and they say hi, and they introduce themselves. You know, it's like it's a large expense, and it's going to be at St. I think it's at St. John's again, or St. Mark's, not St. John's. St. Mark's Golf Club, that's where it's going to be.
Instead of a hole-in-one, they get a holy one?
You do have a day job, right? You do, right? Because I would not quit that day job. I would not go on the comedian circuit. You know, here Tugboat Todd, 6 days a week, dark on Sundays. Anyway, I think the reality is that's going to be a lot of fun, and I encourage you to check that out. Last thing I want to tell you, and then we'll get into our Don't Be Silent DDD. Don't Be Silent DDD. Listen to this. I had a meeting today. If you are a business person, let's say you listen to this show and you're like, yeah, I'm a business person. And you're thinking, yeah, I've done some radio and it's, you know, it's been okay. It's worked for me. Or, you know, if I have some people that, of course, have done radio and it's fantastic for them. So it kind of depends on the business and the longevity and the repetition and the amount. That's just the reality. We have a new element being added to the station, which I'm going to tell you right now is digital based. Reaching, you're not even going to believe this, reaching specific targeted groups through the internet, through smartphones, through websites, through search engines that is tailored specific to business clientele and only business clientele. And we're going to put on a show. In about 2 weeks, and all I'm going to say to you, because I don't want to give you any more than that, is when you see this, you're going to find out this is in San Diego, the number, it is now becoming the number one effective tool in all marketing, and it's partnering with radio, and it's partnering with Salem. I'm just going to say that. Remember, Salem has 115 stations, so partnering with us is a big partner. All I'm going to say is if you are interested in gaining clients that you never thought you could reach for pennies compared to dollars, you want to send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com, and that's the only way I'm going to tell you more about it, because I'm not allowed to unless I do it on the phone. Huh, what do you think of that? All right, let's get ready to do our DDD called Don't Be Silent. What sound do we have?
Within the sound of silence.
No!
Yeah, that is And play that again.
Within the sound of silence.
No!
All right. You put that in the log. That is fantastic. So if you will remember later last week, we talked about a story about the Bible being guilty of abuse by a court of law in England that using the Bible, quoting the scripture, was declared abuse, and the preacher that used the passage was considered to be abusive in speech when he quoted the scripture. And we talked about this story at length, and the reason that I bring it up is because if you're a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, you are facing certain persecutions, whether this country gets a stay for 4 years, 8 years, whatever, or not. Worldwide, Christian persecution and Jewish persecution is going through the roof. And there's a reason why, with the church and the Jewish nation being the chosen people of God, there is a persecution that is worldwide. So I mentioned that we had best be careful not to be a quiet people regards to Scripture, that the answer wasn't to just be quiet so you can get along to get along, but that we had to be strong and determined in our faith and immovable. So as I was doing my studies, I came across this portion in Mark, and I thought it was really applicable. Here's what it says in Mark 34 through 37. Then Jesus called the crowd to him along with his disciples, and he told them, if anyone wants to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. For what does it profit a man if he gives the whole world and yet forfeits his own soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? And here's the key component in this, is for you and I to understand that we have to deny ourselves, and there's actually a loss of life from the worldly point of view. And in the worldly point of view, there's no profit in being rich in God's eyes if ultimately, get this, if ultimately you are poor with God and rich in the world, you will ultimately suffer. If you are a multimillionaire or billionaire, but you don't got it going on with God, you are in trouble. If you, in any capacity, will lose your life for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of Jesus Christ, for the sake of God's word, if you are, then you are rich. But if you are so concerned about getting along with the world and being rich in the world, and there's a shame that you have in regards to declaring Jesus and declaring his words, or ashamed of his word, or ashamed of his truth, if there's any shame in the word of God and you're not willing to take that stand, then you can be rest assured that Jesus is going to be ashamed of you. So when I read that story about the Bible being guilty of abuse and a court of law of human man trying to tell God what is true and what is not true, and we recognize that we need to be able to stand firm and stand strong in our position of being believers and being Bible believers, and if we become ashamed of his word or ashamed of his gospel or ashamed of Jesus Christ to the point where we won't say it because we can suffer for it, then the Lord would be ashamed of us. No, I don't want that. Because here's my logic in this. Ready? I don't think anybody else on this planet has a heaven to put me in. I'm going to check. Let's see. United States government. Heaven to put David in. Nope. Oh, okay. Let's see. Governments in Europe. Heaven to put David in. Oh, nope. Let's see. Churches around the world. Heaven to put David in. Nope. Let's see. Jesus Christ, heaven to put David in. Yep. Okay. From a logical point of view, then, I'm not going to be ashamed of where I want to spend eternity, and I'm not going to pull it back because other people are freaking out. I want to live forever. I want to dance on streets of gold, and I want it to be awesome. And I'm going to respond to he who makes that offer to me. And if all I can get is 80 years of everybody thinks you're the greatest, but an eternity of being disgraced in the eyes of God, it's just there's just no question as to what the right choice is. I choose Jesus. I choose his word. I choose the kingdom of God. I choose heaven. My choice. I make it. Make your own. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back with our Facebook post. Don't go anywhere.
Where I should be. Local,
national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Surrender results in surprises we would never otherwise experience. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. I have found this to be so true. Now, the pessimist in you might be muttering, yeah, well, those kind of surprises I can probably do without. But I hope the optimist in you has walked long enough with Christ to be able to enter this discussion. Because that part of you will say, sure, surrender may sound like giving up, but actually it's so freeing. It can be the open door through which God brings so many wonderful things. When you finally relax your stranglehold on situations, his resolution makes you wonder why you ever worried.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. The greatest attribute of God is His holiness, and absolute holiness is the standard for anyone who wishes to be in His presence. But there's only one way anyone could become absolutely holy, and that would be if God's own holiness was given to that person. And that's exactly what happens through faith in Jesus Christ. Only through Christ's sacrifice and our faith in Him will God credit His holiness to our account. What a gift. By contrast, we are often unholy in practice, aren't we? So the Bible commands us to be holy yourselves in all our behavior. It says, let everyone who names the name of the Lord abstain from wickedness. And when we do that, unbelievers will see there is a difference in how we live, and they'll attribute that difference, we hope, to God. This is John MacArthur, trusting your lives are portraits of grace.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. For those that are interested, the music that's being played on this show, all done by a guy named Wilhelm Spoon, also known as William Spoon, also known as Billy Spoon, also known as Billy J. Spoon, although I really never use his middle name, also known as my older brother. That's right.
Does he have a new album coming out soon?
He does. He's working on it, and he's just, I'm so excited, so proud for the things he's doing. He's actually building a new recording studio in Phoenix, Arizona. He had one of the original Christian recording studios back in the day when they recorded quite a bit of material on there, and then he went away for a while, and then he came here and visited the show after multiple years, and then the Lord, I guess, just struck him and said, you know, go back to work. And ever since then, he's been producing, putting together albums, playing concerts worldwide, as well as putting now together the recording studio. Very proud of the things he's doing. He's an older brother. He led me to the Lord, and then we've been the strength and encouragement for each other ever since. It's probably true that I've done a little bit more encouraging for him because he is an artist.
and a creative guy and a music guy. And if you've ever sat down and really talked to a creative music guy, it takes a while to get the logic to pull together. It's like, all right, let's pull all these things together now and put them in a letter. You know, it's kind of thing. So, but we have been one another's biggest Christian supporters. And why not? Since our entire family disowned us for over 39 years, how will you stand together? That's kind of what you do. Okay, before we do our Facebook post, I do want to mention Whitefields Ministries and Steve Wheeler, who just sent me some material today for us to record a new commercial, which is really nice of him because he's been with us for about 3.5 years and we have like 3 commercials. So it's like it's time for something new. Here's what you need to know. I don't know that this will say this in the commercial. I read the text and I figured I'd talk to Cameron later. But the bottom line is that Whitefields Ministries takes the gospel to the 4 corners of the earth in places that Jesus has never been heard. And I got news for you. When you introduce Jesus Christ to somebody for the first time, and the religion that is typically there in the region is anti any other religion, it's an interesting element of spiritual warfare. But Whitefields Ministries is committed to taking the gospel to the farthest villages possible. I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Check them out as they are the key supporters of rural pastors throughout the world, advancing the gospel by building churches in places nobody's ever heard or nobody's ever truly heard the truth about Jesus Christ. Love it. Just love it. All right. We have our Facebook post. I can't remember. Do we have music on this? We do have music on this. Let's play the music, and then we'll do our Facebook post because it's an easy one. Let's go.
Project Genesis. What exactly is Genesis? Genesis is life from lifelessness.
There it is. That's a perfect clip. So that comes out of Wrath of Khan. That's when Carol Marcus is saying to her video proposition to Starfleet about the Genesis Project. It's simply life out of lifelessness. Well, isn't that fantastic? Because our Facebook post so happens to be Genesis 1-1. It's actually got the title, Yes, Genesis. Here's what it is. 4 words. I loved Evie Hill's message. One of the great messages of my life is this message. Here's his message. Ready? 4 words. In the beginning, God. I love that message. In the beginning, God. Not in the beginning, Buddha. Not in the beginning, Muhammad. Not in the beginning, confusion or Confucius or whatever. Not in the beginning, science. Not in the beginning, an amoeba. Not in the beginning, nothing, darkness, zero. No, in the beginning, God. And in the beginning, God alone. So I was having this super hard time. You know, people go through hard times. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. And it was 2 in the morning. And I was living, it was in Temecula. And I got up and I went to the living room. And I turned on the television real low because I like living. And I turned it on real low, and it was Evie Hill. Evie Hill was preaching a message, and he used 4 words. He opened up the Bible, and he reads Genesis 1-1, in the beginning, God. And he went on for 35 minutes about in the beginning, God. And he just summed it up by saying all this stuff that we go through, all this stuff that we kind of deal with, all this stuff that comes our way. I've got a message for you, friend. This is what he was saying. It's in the beginning, God. So if you need to know where everything starts, if you need to know where everything ends, if you need to know where everything ends up, it's in the beginning, God, period. It's not Buddha, it's not Muhammad, it's not science, it's not 2 amoebas, it's not a frog, it's not an ape, it's none of that. It's not Darwin. It's, you know, it's not Freud. It's not any of that. It's God. In the beginning, God. Now, you must find it amazing that John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Because there is no coincidence in John chapter 1, verse 1 and Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. It's not a coincidence. In the beginning, my friend, God. So where do you need to go as the created of the creator when you have created problems? You go to the creator. In the beginning, God. The answer is yes, Genesis. In Genesis 1:1. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, you'll hear Marty, then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere. And I pray
the
Lord,
my soul. The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.